On the other hand, true success and true happiness only comes to those who take full responsibility for their lives. Also, becoming deeply happy and fulfilled is not reliant on external circumstances or things that we have or don't have in our lives right now. Deep happiness comes from our way of life. It comes from having a strong purpose in life. True happiness is something that every single one of us can achieve, providing we make the effort to do so. It's not something that we automatically possess. It takes consistent action and doing the right things to grow this state of happiness within us. True happiness is something we create for ourselves if we choose to do so. Just like we explored earlier, when we give to others more than they expect, then it is us that benefit the most. Likewise, when you start to make the effort to support those around you more fully than before, you plant the seeds in your own life to long-term happiness. It's not possible to be happy in a vacuum. Human beings need each other, and we need to support each other. It's a basic human desire. Developing an outward-looking attitude and contributing to those around us in any way that we can will always have a very powerful long-term effect on our own happiness levels, especially when we are helping people who are having a rough time, a really rough time. Taking the time to support them, encourage them, and hopefully empower them, then this has an immediate effect on our own mind. So when you get into the habit of helping those around you more than you did before, then it enables you to tap into a reservoir of wisdom that lies within your own life. When life is difficult for you, that is the very time you need to take action for the happiness of others. And when you do this, amazingly, it jump starts your inner wisdom and allows you to access solutions to your own problems a lot more effectively. It also enhances your consciousness in a way that may truly surprise you. I believe that it's also really important to gradually develop a much bigger picture for our lives. When we are living our lives contributing to something that is far bigger than just ourselves, then this can be the source of deep fulfillment and true happiness. So by developing a very big vision for your life and what you leave behind for others after you die is actually really important. So I would urge you to deeply consider what it is you want as your ultimate purpose, your very reason for living. What is it that you want to work towards that can continue to help many people after you are gone? Now, I do realize that for many people who are just starting out, this may seem a very lofty and far-off goal. But if you put into practice what you've learned in this program, then you will start to see really amazing results in your life. You can then go on to create even bigger goals for your life, having the full confidence that you really can achieve amazing things. And gradually, as you increase your realm of possibility, and as your confidence and your success grows, then you will definitely benefit from attaching all that you do to an even bigger purpose that is bigger than yourself. Ultimately, most highly successful people reach the point where they wish to give back to society in a powerful way. And your long-term happiness and fulfillment is directly linked to you having such a long-term goal and purpose in your life. So please do take time to consider this. And when you're ready, add that purpose to your goals, affirmations, and your action list. Now, the last thing I'd like to say about happiness, and this is really, really important, is that becoming happy is a choice you need to make. It's a choice. It's possible for some people to be totally blown away and deeply upset for days on end simply because someone has said something to them that appeared hurtful. The truth is that we all wear tinted glasses and we perceive everything that happens to us according to our past experiences of hurt, our past experiences of loss and deep conditioning. And two people can often perceive the very same event in totally different ways. So we all have perceptions that are faulty or inaccurate. Also, we have an amazing ability to choose how we react, how we feel, and what we do. After all, everything is a choice. We either choose to remain stuck, or we choose to change. We choose to remain unhappy, or we choose to do something to change it. Now, I'm not talking about positive thinking here. I'm not talking about that at all. What I'm saying is that whether you experience happiness or disappointment as your dominant condition is your choice and your choice alone. You have the choice right here and right now to change your life in truly amazing ways, ways that could bring you everything that you could ever wish for. Or you can choose to continue doing things the way you've always done them. Which you choose will determine whether you become deeply happy, highly successful, wealthy, healthy, wise, compassionate, and a role model for others, or you could remain at your current level for as long as you wish. Which are you going to choose? Now, there is only so much that you can learn during your lifetime through your own direct experience. And if you want to become deeply happy and achieve something truly remarkable in your life, then you really need to learn from other people who have already traveled the same road before you. There's absolutely no point in trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply seek out people who have already done what you are trying to do and learn from them and copy their success. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. When you seek out and learn from truly great mentors, then you can go a lot further and much more quickly than if you did everything through trial and error. When you learn from others who have been very successful, then you will avoid so much unnecessary hardship and pain. I had to learn this the hard way. I learned this the hard way myself. I had to lose everything before I really understood the importance of taking on mentors for my life. Now, my first business was a great success, but I didn't read many books about business and I didn't have any mentors. In fact, I thought books about business were boring. So I kind of had this mental block and it stopped me from growing and learning as much as I could have. And I often wonder how much bigger I could have grown that business and how much more money I could have made when I sold it to a multinational had I learnt from mentors from the very start. And I didn't. But later, after selling that business, as I say, I lost everything through trusting the wrong people and by making bad investments. And I urgently needed to learn new skills and I started learning from the world's best writers as much as I could. And it made a massive difference. It made a vast difference in my life. And now I have several mentors for different areas of my life. And the effect is that I can make more progress in a couple of months than I would have previously done in an entire year. So please do seek out and learn from great teachers. And these days, due to the internet, it's very easy to find outstanding mentors and learn new skills really, really quickly. You might also like to consider joining a mastermind group. And a mastermind group is a group of people who are all working in the same area of business or trying to achieve similar things. And you can either create your own mastermind of like-minded people or join an existing mastermind group. And the idea is that you all help, support and encourage each other in your goals. So it's like a support network with lots of wisdom thrown in. It's also an ideal way of brainstorming any new ideas that you may have and get feedback from other members of the group. It also keeps you accountable and moving forwards towards your goals instead of giving up on them very easily. And by being part of a mastermind, you will also benefit enormously from the experience of everyone in the group. And you can also learn new skills far more quickly when others are there to share with you what they have discovered for themselves. Now, ideally, you want at least one person in the mastermind to have more experience than yourself. And I've found my own mastermind group to be really motivating, very inspiring, empowering, and it allows us all to keep moving forwards. Now, there are only three of us in our mastermind group, and we get together on a Skype video call every Friday morning for an hour and a half or so. And we are spread across three different time zones with up to a 9-hour time difference, yet it works really, really well for all of us. Also, group coaching is another excellent way of progressing your goals, your success, and your happiness by learning valuable new skills very quickly. And group coaching can take the form of weekly, bi-weekly, or even monthly group coaching calls where a mentor is giving you training and also answering your questions. And this can take the form of webinars, conference calls, or actually meeting together in person at a seminar. Now, whichever ways you use to increase your knowledge, your understanding, and your experience, please commit to yourself to lifelong learning from this point forwards. Because people who constantly learn new skills can do all sorts of new things and achieve incredible success and happiness for themselves. Whereas people who learn nothing new generally stay at their current state and nothing much changes for them. Now, most of my mentors read at least one new book each week, and this is something I do myself too. So please do commit to yourself right now to constantly learn new skills and also put into practice what you learn. Now, I want to take this opportunity to really congratulate you on finding this program and for going through it all the way through. And you've learned all the most important things that go into creating a life of continual success and deep happiness. And you now have a roadmap for creating massive success in your life. You've seen how your subconscious beliefs create the circumstances of your life and how it also acts as a gateway to limitless wisdom and answers to all your life's problems. You've also discovered how easy it is to access your subconscious and influence it with powerful suggestions that can bring about rapid changes in your circumstances. You've also learned that it is the negative conditioning that you've received while growing up that holds you back from achieving happiness and success, and how you can finally remove the effects of that conditioning using simple, easy-to-use tools, techniques, and strategies. You've also seen how your own inner negativity works through your areas of weakness and how it tries to sabotage everything you set out to achieve and how you can now finally recognize it. You also discovered how to reprogram your mind to overcome all the self-imposed limitations that have been holding you back. And you can do this using affirmations, audible and visual, subliminal suggestions, hypnosis, light and sound machines, and creative visualization. You then learned the most effective ways to create goals, convert them into affirmations, and break those goals down to action steps you can take to achieve them. Next, you discovered that when you start taking action towards your goals, you will experience challenges that stretch your life, and how they actually are 100% necessary in order for you to be able to achieve those goals. You then learned how to create new daily habits that will allow you to achieve your goals a lot more quickly. And these included using a daily productivity planner, taking exercise breaks, how to give yourself more energy and greater focus, and how to avoid distractions so that you can reach your goals a lot faster. You then learned all about the importance of over-delivering to your customers and how this increases your self-worth, attracts business partners, new opportunities, and brings you greater wealth and satisfaction. Finally, you discovered the difference between superficial happiness and true happiness, and how to create deep, long-term happiness by creating a big, long-term goal for your life that also helps many other people. So again, many congratulations for finding this program and for starting to put into action all that we have covered. So now please get started right away. Please do get started right away. If there's anything that you are not totally clear about yet, then please go through the relevant section again, because all parts of the process are very important to your success. Also, please don't delay writing down your goals and converting them into affirmations. This is also an incredibly important part. You see, many people do a course and have every intention of putting it into action. But time passes and they do nothing, and their life really doesn't change at all. And everything we've covered here is practical. It's not theory, and it needs to be put into action. So thanks so much for sharing your time with me, and I very much look forward to hearing about your own great successes using the tools, techniques, and strategies in this programme.